You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Maternal Care Action Group is drawing a connection between postnatal depression and the under-resourcing of midwives. Last year, research showed staggering figures of depressive symptoms among new mothers, with almost all having risk factors and 72% failing to be assessed for depression. I spoke with the group's researcher behind this, Christina Patterson, and I began by asking her how she first made the connection between the depression symptoms and midwives.
What I wanted to know was, why was it happening? And my main interest was looking at midwives, because midwives actually are the main health professional that those women will come in contact with during that period. So when I looked at midwives, it was well known, in fact, that there was poor screening happening and poor referrals, and I wanted to understand why that might be. So the research really did find that there was a restriction in, or not, there were limits in knowledge. And what that really indicated was that there must be some, lack in training, and whether that's current training at the moment, or whether it's that they didn't receive training 10, 20, 30 years ago, or overseas, or what have you, that I feel needs to be investigated.
Right, and causationally, I mean, what exactly are we talking about here when we talk about systemic inexperience within midwives? Is this a contributing factor? Is it a direct cause in some cases? I mean, how much of an impact is this happening on postnatal depression?
So, and I can only speak to the research that I've done. I am like you. I've read the news where midwives are saying, we're understaffed, we're overworked, we're underpaid, and so they are saying that there's a lack of resources. And I can't speak to that, but what I can speak to is that this is indicating that there's a lack of resources around in terms of training. And it's not just with midwives, because, these things always overlap. And we know that there's been across the board in health, there's been a $1.25 billion funding cut to health right across the board. And mental health has always been particularly neglected. I mean, the People's Mental Health Review is coming out tomorrow, the report. And, that will be really interesting to see what gaps they're experiencing. But I do know that with maternal mental health, with mothers who are experiencing depression or anxiety, that has been neglected for a long, long time. So it's midwives are saying we're under-resourced. And from the primary healthcare point of view, from maternal mental health point of view, we're saying we're underfunded too. And those two things cross over.
Yeah, but is this entirely a problem with training? Because for example, you've found in your research that midwives aren't screening. Part of the reason they aren't screening women for depression or anxiety is that they feel unsure whether they would go and see their GP or fit the mental health criteria. Yeah. So I mean, it seems like it's not just funding for training that needs to be addressed, but a mental health overhaul, many ways.
Definitely. What that survey initially discovered were just gaps all the way through the system. So, when we look at, for example, our government, the way it's set up is our government expects that women with depression or anxiety will go and seek help, okay, on their own initiative. The problem with that is that there is absolutely nobody with the mandate to give those women information and education about depression and anxiety. So, and what the survey found was that the majority of women were not being educated about antenatal, postnatal depression symptoms during their antenatal classes, by their midwife, by their GP, by Plunkett, by Well Child. It was right across the board, education was poor, and yet they are magically having to go and seek help themselves. So, and then there are gaps, obviously, with which we've just talked about midwives identifying, screening, referring women. And then when, so you've got these delays, this delayed diagnosis, lack of treatment going on, but even when women are identified and diagnosed, they then are in a position, and I think that midwives feel this very much, of where do we refer them to? Because only 3 to 5% of them will meet maternal mental health criteria. We could refer them to the GP, but we know that, and our survey showed, that that can be hit and miss as to how that GP deals with depression. And even if that GP deals with it well, most of the time, medication is offered, and there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But if that was the only thing that is offered, then there is a real lack there, because mental health is always dealt with best holistically. And counselling is really important, but there is no funded free counselling for people with depression. So she's then having to fork out $80, $100 or more a week, which most families at the moment can't afford. So there's just problems all the way through. And my, you know, I set up Mother's Health as 7 years ago. In the last 2 years, I've been, you know, we've got a very, very good recovery course that we were seeing high numbers of women recovering from postnatal depression. But for the last 2 years, I've been seeking government funding for that service, and that has not, you know, that has not been there. The funding is just not there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.